The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Hi there. Good morning and welcome indeed to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth, and my co-host today is John Ryan. Hi, John.
Good morning, Evelyn.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
John is, of course, a Project Independence member from the Great Neck area.
Right.
And John was co-hosting the show way back in the very, very early days of the Project Independence and You radio show. And now he's back with us, and welcome. Project Independence is, of course, the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. And by that, we mean that we provide programs and services designed to assist the older residents of our community to remain in their own homes and their own familiar neighborhoods as they grow older. And John, we know through surveys by AARP and our own internal local surveys that more than 90% of aging Americans want to remain in their own homes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's their prime focus, is to stay at home and have all their familiar, you know, the familiar environment around them.
Right. And of course, Project Independence, under the supervision of our town supervisor, Judy Bosworth, and our town council, provides services like transportation, taxi transportation for food shopping and for medical visits. We provide a little bit of help at home with minor home repairs. We have socialization groups, fitness classes, community education programs on health issues, and many other financial planning issues. We have nurses and social workers who go out into the community and will visit a senior if the person can't get to one of our locations. And of course, we have information and referral services through our 311 consumer response line. Anybody can call 311. Or if you have difficulty getting through on 311, 869-6311. Within the town of North Hempstead, if you're outside of the town and you call the 869 number, we can give you information about Project Independence. Unfortunately, we can't provide services because it is a town of North Hempstead program.
And actually, just some of the things that you're just saying, it's amazing since you first started this program, even the number of services that keep getting added, and
yes,
how much busier the 311 number is getting, because people look for these services.
The fact of the matter is, John, that Project Independence gets the second most calls to the 311 line of any department in the town, and the one that gets the first is 311 itself. So Project Independence gets...
Then you can take number one spot.
And when we had the town commemorated the 1 millionth call,
okay,
to, there was a big event in Town Hall with Chuck Schumer came, and because he had helped provide the funding for the 311 system. And of course, the 1 millionth call came from a senior,
okay,
Project Independence member wanting to book a taxi ride to go to her doctor. So that was pretty exciting. But one of the fun things we do is this weekly radio show. We've been doing it for 3 years in partnership with the wonderful folks here at the WCWP, the radio station at LIU Post. And today's show is going to be very interesting. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have someone who's going to talk to us about veteran services. This is the month that we honor our veterans. And Roger Leathers from an organization known as Beacon House Services for Underserved is going to be with us. Our all-time radio segment is The Lone Ranger,
okay,
who's a veteran. And then we're going to have the general manager of WLIW Channel 21 come and talk to us about Long Island's public television station and how they put together their programming, which should be very interesting. But our first guest, he's been with us before. He's wonderfully well-informed and keeps us well-informed about elder law and estate planning. He's Ron Fatula. Esquire.
Thanks so much.
Hi, Ron. How
great
are you?
Here. I'm terrific. Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you back. Today, we want to talk about the issue of elder abuse. We're going to zero in a little later on financial abuse. But elder abuse is a major issue in this country. An estimated 4 million Americans every year will suffer some type of elder abuse. Do you want to go through?
Sure. I'm happy to.
Some of the.
Yeah.
The
and actually, when you say 4 million Americans, but actually, I would say that number is much, much higher than
it
that.
It definitely is.
Because most of these cases aren't even reported.
They say only 1 in 14 cases of elder abuse gets reported.
And that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Probably even less than that. So the number is outrageous. Yeah. So many different forms of abuse. There's physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. There's neglect. There's abandonment. Financial abuse, which I'm also a financial advisor, and I want to talk about that. We see that quite often. But all of this comes into play, and we've seen it. I've been practicing for 37 years now, and I've seen this throughout my career in so many different ways, and it hits home, and it's just so sad to see.
John and I were talking before, and the sad, to me, saddest part is that very often the abuser is someone who the senior loves and depends upon for support.
Right, right, exactly. It's hardly ever a stranger. You know, it might be on a financial scam, there's a stranger coming in, but most of the times it's a family member that does the abusing. And how does this possibly happen? Sometimes I think about the Smothers Brothers. You remember that show?
Sure.
And that line was, "Mom liked you best." You know, and sometimes that creates some underlying psychological issues. And, you know, I really don't know. My brother's a psychologist right here in town in North Hempstead. But, you know,
So did your mom love him best?
She was amazing. She was amazing. And she loved all three of us the same. So,
But that's great.
It's very hard to do. Very hard to do. But I'm happy to talk about some of the different types of abuse and how they manifest, if that's okay.
Sure. Or you can, sure.
Well, the physical abuse is apparent. The signs to look for are certainly bruising that you might see. But why does somebody, you know, physically abuse someone else? And oftentimes it is a family member, and oftentimes it's the caregiver.
Right.
And I think it relates back many times to that psychological issue, but it also relates to the stress that a caregiver has. You know, if the caregiver is up to here, you know, with being a caregiver, I think it's one of the hardest jobs out there.
It is, and this might be a good place for me to just mention that among the services that Project Independence provides is support for caregivers. We have support groups. They're wonderful. You can call 311 and hook up.
For us, but that's, you know, that is one of the bigger things, because lack of sleep from the caregiver's perspective, even from a young mother, you snap easier because you're getting up all night long, whether it's mom or dad yelling, getting them back to bed or whatever you're doing.
Right. Right.
It's the stress. It makes you crazy.
Right. And sometimes that caregiver just snaps and does something. We had a case where there was the daughter, and there was we had Medicaid providing home care, and the home health attendant was there, just walked into a scenario, and I get this call. The daughter is washing mom's hair in such a rough manner where the water was scalding hot. Mm. And it was just a horrible, horrible thing. And she said, you know, she's screeching and it's very rough. And, you know, Adult Protective Services was called. And it was just caregiver stress. I think the daughter just snapped.
Right. Also, it goes back to everybody has to know their family. You know your siblings. And you have to be honest and accept the reality that one is not as good as the other. Unfortunate.
So you have
the sister or the brother. Guess what? You might love mommy the same as us. You're not capable because you're going to snap. So it's our responsibility to say, out of the four of us, you know, one can't do it.
Yeah. Right. Ron, you mentioned Adult Protective Services, and people wonder what it is they can do if they suspect that there is abuse going on, abuse of an elderly person. And what they can do is call Adult Protective Services. They can call us at 311 and get the contact information or just go online. It's a county office in Mineola, and they will come and investigate.
Right. It's a wonderful thing. APS is just, it's wonderful. It's out there. They'll come. They'll do an investigation. And that's just one type of abuse. But if you suspect abuse, if you see bruises, but abuse comes in many different forms. There's also abuse in the form of emotional abuse and social isolation for various reasons. And we were talking, I think the last time I was on the show, about powers of attorneys and healthcare proxies, et cetera. Sometimes there's isolation to try to get mom to sign a power of attorney over to one particular child or to have a bank account being transferred over. Horrible stories like that that we've seen so, so many times in my career.
We know, and I know from my work in the area of domestic violence, that abuse is very frequently about control.
It is. Yeah. And many times, it sounds strange to say, it's more about control for many families, more about that than the money.
Yeah.
Can't say it's not about the money.
You raised an issue earlier, Ron, about granny snatching, which
is a
major control issue. And I hadn't heard about that. Tell us about
that. Oh, it's a huge, huge issue. Granny snatching is where typically a family member, again, would snatch mom out of the home without consent and bring mom maybe back to a daughter or a son's home or a niece or nephew or a family friend without consent. Many times, granny snatching is done across state lines, and the standard for jurisdiction is physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're able to snatch mom out of New York and you're into another state that has not signed on to a brand new law that New York signed on to a year ago but was only effective 6 months ago, the Uniform Adult Guardianship Act, but if mom is snatched to another state that hasn't signed on to this, that other state has control, like Florida. Physical presence is the...
So then the individual who kidnapped, in fact, the elderly person has control of that person's
total
resources,
control
assets.
Issue. Yeah. Right. And there are many, many cases on this issue.
Tell us about New York State's law.
Sure. It's called the Uniform Adult Guardianship Act. It's Uniform Adult and Protective Proceedings Jurisdiction Act. But basically what it does is three things.
I forgot that already. Okay.
You forgot that already. Uniform Adult Guardianship Act. I worked for 5 years to try to get this to be law in New York. And, you know, actually my own family was subject to a multi-state guardianship issue similar to this.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a horrible thing. It was probably the most difficult time in my life, actually. And that's when I said to myself, I have to work on getting this Uniform Act to New York. And I did. And multi-state guardianship issue happens, for example, with snowbirds. And Florida has not signed on to the act. Mm-hmm. Happens when caregivers are moving family members to another state for medical issues. Maybe the doctor, you don't get the right care here in New York. Mom goes to Florida to visit a child who lives in Florida. I have a son who lives in Florida myself. And the law does three things. It seeks to identify just one state for jurisdiction. It seeks to enable a transfer of a guardianship matter from one state to another and enables a court in New York or another state to recognize the guardianship matter that's already in existence and recognize that in another state. And I'm happy to talk about ways that this act reduces elder abuse.
Okay.
And it's significant.
We're going to do that when we come back.
Sure.
After the break, we have to take a short break. We're talking with Ron Fatula, who is an elder law and estate planning attorney right here in the town of North Hempstead. He's been a guest with us before. He's always got great information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.